Gamecast from MSN.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to another Gamecast. Ian Lee here. Yes, I'm losing my voice. I say losing it. At what point does it's coming back, I think. So,
yeah.
But you can't tell my voice is coming back because that doesn't really make
It doesn't
sense.
Get you as much sympathy either, does
but,
it?
But it doesn't. So let's say I'm losing my voice, Mariella Frostrop style. Although she's not losing hers, that's how hers always is. Nick is here. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Verity's there.
Hi.
Yes. You just trod on your own foot.
Yeah, well, I don't really know it hurt, though. Yeah.
Well,
it's any... It's a special type of injury.
We were talking about we're in a very privileged position of we get sent kind of like preview games and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I have been sent so many games. There are so many good games that have just come out or are coming out really, really soon. It's quite an exciting time. The only one I've really, and this has been out for a while now by the time you're listening to this, is the only one I've had time to really have a go on is Batman.
Yep.
Which is awesome. I got two copies of Call of Duty, which I've not played.
One for you, one for a friend.
Well, who's that? Verity was after it. But what were you going to offer me as a trade-off?
Disneyland Adventures.
You see, that's not really...
Black Eyed Pea event experience?
The Black Eyed Pea experience. You two can wet yourself live on stage. That could actually happen to you. I'm fine, thank you very much.
Oh.
So I've been playing Batman. We went to the Batman launch. There's a bonus podcast, which will be on the internet somewhere if you want to go and find it on iTunes. Or they're on my website as well now, ianlee.com. They're up there and they all count towards the listening and the MSN website as well. But Batman's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it as much time as it deserves, but it's brilliant, isn't it? It's kind of more of the same, a bit more sprawling, possibly a bit darker, I'm not sure, but just wonderful. Just getting back into that fighting system again is
it's exciting as soon as you get into it, isn't it? It feels, everything feels so much more open and epic. And
yep.
It's like the whole game has been designed so that you can swoop through it all of the time.
Nice.
Really, but this is what they were saying. The developers were saying that they built the swooping in as kind of like a main thing, and it's great that you swoop.
Yeah.
Who would have thought swooping? They should make a game called Swoop where you swoop.
Swoop.
Have you had a go on it yet?
I only got it today.
Right.
So it's on my list for the weekend. But I got sent the collector's edition. Oh yeah.
What's in the collector's edition?
Like a Batman model.
Oh.
A Batman Arkham City artwork book.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All of the stuff we talked about collector's editions a few podcasts back, that you know,
we got given all of that stuff.
Did you get that as well?
We did get that as well. Should I say this on this podcast? Because it may stop me getting sent stuff ever again. Yes, I will say this because it's unlikely they'll be listening. I was carrying the Batman model home, and I had
you didn't.
And the soundtrack, and there was a T-shirt that was way too. If the T-shirt had fitted me, but it was tiny, and all of these goodies, and I was going off. So I wasn't going to go home. I was going off somewhere else, then somewhere else, and I thought, I don't want this. I can't take this.
Ian.
So I just left it. I left it on the street in London.
I hope a Batman fan found
it.
That's
left
nice,
it.
Yeah.
So I left it so it was visible. I put it by a bin, but I left it so it was visible. I had everything kind of on display. There was a DVD as well, I think. Or
like behind the making of something like that.
So I kind of left it on display. So someone will definitely have found it. So it was kind of my way of... Because they kept saying to us at the Batman event, do you want this? Do you want this? And of course you go, well, yeah, I want it. It's free.
Mm.
And then I was thinking, actually, I don't really want a Batman model. I'm trying to clear out stuff from here. So someone, if that was you that picked up those Batman goodies, facebook.com/MSN Gamecast, let us know. Someone mentioned on the Facebook, didn't they, about the special editions with all the goodies and all the bits and pieces and stuff like that. And it's never been anything that's... It's never grabbed me. A T-shirt I'd like. I like T-shirts. But bonus discs, soundtracks... Occasionally, a soundtrack will.
I think there was a free outfit in there of some description. I think you'd change Batman's outfit.
Oh, not for you as a person.
Oh no, well, a t-shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
What's this? There was talk as well. The PR guy was talk of a Catwoman code. He said, "Have you got the Catwoman code?"
Yeah.
No.
For the DLC.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Yes. Of course. Yeah.
Yes. Which adds in the content that enables you to play as Catwoman.
Oh.
She's sexy. Sorry. What else? What have you been playing?
Well, we were talking about this actually. I've had a bit of a drought, but had lots of Kinect games.
Yeah.
A lot.
Anything decent?
Played Kinect Sports, and we played Kinect Sports at the Kinect Sports launch, didn't we?
Yeah, the new one, season
and
two.
And I beat him at least three times.
I don't think it was necessary to bring that up.
Yeah, there's like skiing.
That was only,
in there.
Only at skiing, anyway. That was the only game that we tried, wasn't it? I think I would probably.
Well, if that was the only game you tried, then that's 100% success rate.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at, though, is that I would probably own Verity at all of the other sports on there.
It's just, I feel a challenge coming on.
Maybe be a vidcast, gamecast special, where I show everybody that I beat you. Amazing.
Anyway, it looks like Nick's blushing, but he's just been on a really posh holiday, so he's got red cheeks.
I'd had a couple of the cocktails they were handing out on the way.
Yeah, whatever. All these excuses.
You're just kind of doing.
Yeah, you're skiing. You have to jump, which took us a little bit of time to master, didn't it? Because it says jump, you jump, and then you don't jump. But then we worked out you have to jump very early to jump.
It's all about the time.
And on there, there's also darts.
Oh, I'd like a bit of darts.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Which is interesting to do without a dart. But it was so surprisingly accurate, I think.
You think?
I was kind of going for where I was aiming. But a bit like the bowling on Kinect Sports 1.
Yeah.
When you used to play bowling on the Wii, I always used to think you could just sit down and just flick your wrist and get a strike. Whereas on the Kinect one, it was quite... If you did it went a little bit off, or it would go off to the... What are they called? Gutters.
Are they called gutters? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they're called, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got a Jaffa cake.
It's the fuel of the MSN Gamecast, is the Jaffa cake.
And
if Jaffa would like to get in touch with us and send us some supplies, we'd happily accept them.
We would.
We're not allowed to.
Stop me having
to go to
Sainsbury's before every Gamecast.
it's a nice kind of...
It'll be the game that everyone's, that a lot of families are playing on Christmas,
Christmas
Day. Christmas,
yeah.
That's what that's going to be. Christmas morning.
It's the darts, skiing,
things on there.
Football, American football.
Oh, that's not really football, is it? That's nonsense.
I've made that up.
Rugby with pad.
Yeah,
it'll be great if there was. They must invent the next thing that they invent. Will be like a kind of feedback thing where you could
golf.
Have. It would feel like someone's taking you down. Do you know what I mean?
You kind of get
pushed back on the sofa or something.
That'd be wicked.
Where were those suits? Remember the suits we were promised? I say promised, I might have had a dream about them once. Where you'd wear the suits, but you could feel...
Oh, no, they're around. Like, the chest, the kind
where
of...
Where you
like,
know if you've been shot in the game.
Yeah.
They exist?
Yeah, they exist.
Where?
Japan. On the interwebs.
Oh, man.
Like, it doesn't hurt, but you can feel the pressure. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the only downside to it is that they only work with specific games.
Yeah.
So we tested one a couple of years ago, and it only worked with games that had come out a couple of years before that.
Right, okay.
So you can't just plug it into any old, like the latest Call of Duty or something like that.
Oh.
But it's, it's a neat idea.
Oh, I'm going to have some of that.
Because
again, I don't want to go, too below the belt this early into the show, but there were in the films in the 80s, they were all doing it. Via these suits, weren't they? They were all having sex via these suits, weren't they? They were put on a full, full body.
Like Minority Report.
Yeah, they put on the full suit, and then they'd be and the goggles, and they'd be like,
"I'll see where this is going now."
Smooching with a virtual
could see his face.
Lady. Does that exist?
Not yet.
That's not yet. Okay, right.
No,
so
maybe in Japan.
Okay. Nick, what have you been playing? Anything exciting?
I've also been playing Batman and enjoying that. And last couple of days, I've got into Uncharted 3, which I've been very excited about all year. And I'm thoroughly enjoying
it. Are you enjoying it? Because I had someone send me a tweet saying, it's a bit rubbish.
Yeah, well, it's...
I've not had a go on it yet, so I don't know.
It's not perfect. It's not the huge leap forward that you might want from a sequel.
Okay.
It's a bit like the next stage in the story, and doesn't move on hugely from Uncharted 2 in that way, but it's just enormous fun. It's really it's got a really great story behind it, and it's the perfect game if you like single player games that really immerse you.
Yep.
And that's my kind of thing, because I think Batman's a similar kind of game in that way. It's all about the single player. It's all about telling a really great story and just pulling you in. And Uncharted is like that. It's like Indiana Jones, but for video games.
Okay.
Hasn't there been quite a big bug with Uncharted 3?
There's a glitch with the shooting that people were moaning about the targeting with the shooting. The shooting is a bit squiffy, really.
It's kind of integral game shooting.
But it's not so much of a shooter.
Right.
It's, there's lots of puzzle solving and exploring and getting around. in the same way as there was.
Getting around.
My
kind of game.
You need that again. But you know, like how Tomb Raider was.
Yes.
It's not all about shooting lions in Tomb Raider. There's a lot of trying to explore and climb up stuff and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
And Uncharted is about that. So although the shooting isn't, you know, as top notch as it is with dedicated shooter games.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter so much, I don't think, because it's more about using your brain power on the puzzles and all that side of it.
I wasn't really listening to the last 2 minutes of that, and I'll tell you why, because it's really rude of me, but I'm being honest. I've just realised I've dismissed a really good email that I've been sent. We get sent these emails to, there's an event, come to an event, and we did the Batman event, which was Batman event was odd. It was great.
Yeah.
I was expecting to be like this bustling. It was just me and Nick, pretty much, and some bloke I'd met.
In the biggest building in the world, as well.
A great building. It was a good gig. It was great. We got plenty of time. Anyway, so I've just seen on the list that the Assassin's Creed is coming out on. I think it's for Assassin's Creed, or maybe is there a Prince of Persia game coming out?
Not that I know.
Assassin's Creed, though.
Yeah.
So I got an email today, and I've just poo-pooed it and dismissed it, saying, Ian, if you want to come to the launch of Assassin's Creed tomorrow, we'll give you a copy of the game and a PlayStation 3. So just let us know. But I kind of, they give me a PlayStation 3. I kind of just ignored that. I need to try and fish it out of my trash and go,
it's worth finding.
It's definitely worth finding. And I'll get a copy of the game and
Don't leave it on the street, though, afterwards.
That I would take home with me. Oh. That's a Christmas present sorted.
Mine?
You've got a PlayStation 3, haven't you?
No.
Come to the event.
I don't think they'll give me a PlayStation 3. Just not important enough.
We're giving away all the everyone at home is going, oh great, it's Gamecast, we can listen to our friends, and but now we're all being quite elitist. We're like the bankers and they're like teachers, and it's us going, ha ha ha, look at us. Look at us, smoking our cigars. Ha ha, I'm not taking a pay cut. Anyway, any other games that we've played before we move on?
I've been playing Sonic Generations. Well, again, the thing is, this has been quite badly timed because I haven't really had anything sent to me. Until pretty much yesterday, when I got loads of stuff.
Yeah.
When I got Halo.
Oh.
The new
Halo.
Which we'll talk about in a bit, I think. And Sonic. And Batman today. Mm. But Sonic, I had a quick go on last night. And, I mean, I loved Sonic.
Yeah.
I got a bit annoyed, like I think Nick did as well, with Sonic, as it got... Stop making rubbish Sonic games.
They kept trying to do too much to it, and they forgot what was brilliant about Sonic.
I think Sonic Generations is a step back to the good old days. Yeah. Well, for a start, it's celebrating some of the best levels in Sonic. So you've got the Green Hill Zone and City Zone from Sonic 2. And anyway, some of the best ones. And you can play it in 2D. And you play it in 3D, so it's a bit of a different view. You have to complete both levels in 2D and 3D, which might sound a bit repetitive, but actually it's a completely different experience. And so far, I find it quite good. I've read some reviews that people complaining it's a bit short because there's only 9 levels.
Right.
And you've got to do all of them twice. But I think there's like a few side quests and different challenges you can do to make it longer if you want.
There's been a few posters for the Sonic game, but Sonic seems to have kind of fallen by the wayside because he's had so many duff games come out that I think Sonic looks a bit old now in terms of a character.
Mm.
I think, whereas Mario has constantly evolved and had all these different styles of games, Sonic's a bit like his kind of poor cousin.
Yeah,
I feel. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the kids will go out and buy a bit of this.
Yeah, no, he's become a bit dated, really, hasn't he? He's not kept up with the changing generations of consoles, I think.
What else?
I played the Football Manager as well.
So I was moving on there.
Yeah, I know. You've been moving on, but I've got back into Football Manager.
Good. Are you having fun?
I needed to talk about that because it's the first time in years that I've played it. I actually swore off it. Eight years ago.
Did you have a bit of a problem with the
FM? I did. I got far too addicted to it. I used to come home and just plug straight in spend the whole night playing. So I had to throw Football Manager away years ago.
Wow.
But now technology's moved on and I have a laptop that I can take
carry
on the train.
It everywhere.
And so I can just play on the train. So that's my Football Manager time.
That's your little
I don't play
slot.
At home. I just play on the train to and from work. And it works out perfectly.
Okay, so that's nice. You don't rush home. Say to your wife, I can still go upstairs and write an article for the website and lock yourself away. You don't do that. Okay, well, that's a bonus.
So,
any developments? Any?
I say it's moved it's on a game a I've lot never from when I last played
touched,
it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you love football, then as soon as you switch on Football Manager, there's some kind of hook that will pull you in.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's so perfectly recreated. You've got everything there. Real world football clubs use it now to scout players. It's got
no,
to
they
that.
Do, they do
they
not.
They do, honestly. What? It's true.
Why would they do that?
Because the Football Manager,
so like Arsene David Wenger, I don't really know who that is, but he will sit there going, "Oh, I need to get a new striker. Let me just type in new striker, £20 million. Oh, we'll get him."
Yeah,
Warren Defoe. Is that a man? Is that a man?
That's no, a Defoe. That's a hybrid of two.
Yes,
beautiful.
Yeah.
There we go. The super soccer star,
an even better player. So something like that, because the devs behind Football Manager have so many scouts in so many different countries that they're actually going out and properly scouting these players so that they're accurate. They're football clubs are thinking, well, why not make use of that?
This is the question for one of the questions for the Facebook people. That is such a busman's holiday. You're a football manager and you play Football Manager. Are there any games that you play that mirror your profession? Maybe you're a taxi driver and you play Taxi Driver. What was that taxi game called?
Crazy Taxi.
Was awesome, man. Yeah. That was such a good game.
That was.
Or maybe, I can't think of any, maybe you're a plumber and you play Mario.
That? Don't forget that... Dustbin man.
Yes,
Dustbin
garbage truck simulator.
Yeah, that was, that's it, garbage truck
maybe
simulator.
Maybe you're a garbage man and you play garbage truck simulator. Mm. Facebook.com/MSN Gamecast, let us know. Can I move on, or is there anything else that you two have played?
I've just been playing Cut the Rope, eventually.
Oh, Cut the Rope.
Eventually
awesome.
Downloaded Cut the Rope. I've always done, I kind of get a bit, when I hear loads about a game, sometimes it kind of almost puts me off. And Angry Birds I love, but also I get a bit annoyed by it. Anyway, Cut the Rope, you always used to go on about it. And then it won an award at the Golden Joysticks last year, I think.
Last year, yeah.
So I'm very behind, but now addicted.
You went to the Golden Joysticks. Did you go to the Golden Joysticks?
Yes.
And you went to the Golden Joysticks. I was invited. What was I doing? I was doing something.
I don't know.
We invited you and you didn't want to come with us.
I didn't. I blew you out. I totally blew you out. Was any good?
Very good, yes.
Yeah, they had some... The event itself was great fun.
This event went smoothly.
There were a few drinks on the go. They had gaming themed cocktails at the Golden Joysticks, which was great. They had
dwarfs and strippers there?
No,
far classier than that. Right, classier. They had the Sega bombs, which was a nice idea.
Like, instead of Jaeger
Dead
bombs.
Island iced teas and all of that kind of thing.
Yep. Deus Ex on the beach.
Yep. Oh, that's good. That's good.
That was the best one. Actually. Yeah. But yeah, yeah.
So you got hammered, basically.
No, we weren't drinking.
I was holding the phone up to Big Ben, to his wife, going, "Listen to Big Ben."
Oh, that's romantic.
Isn't that good?
And mental.
Yeah. Oh, but it was a good night. Even though it finished at, don't forget, this is, starts at midday, and we were out of the place by 9.
Yeah,
so
you had to work quick.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It would have been rude not to. Now, we mentioned dwarves and strippers because there was another gaming awards event. I can't remember what...
GMAs.
Now, I've done stuff with the people that organise this, so I know these people very well that are mentioned in the article. But they got a new sponsor this year, Granger Games, which apparently is like a Newcastle game store.
Up north,
basically. And so to sponsor it, what they did to brand it, they had dwarves handing out condoms...
There were condoms laid out on the table
in. That's slightly classier.
Dwarves and ladies in bikinis turning up in stretched Hummers or something.
Hummers, I think, because their logo's orange, I think, right. Granger Games. Nice. And so everything was orange. I think the women were orange, but that was their tans.
Right.
The dwarves were dressed in orange. The Hummer was orange. It was.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun, to be honest. That's like the kind of party I would really like to go to. But things apparently, and there are some allegations that have been made on the internet we should probably stay away from, just in case. But I think it'd be fair to say that the representative from Granger Games got a little bit tipsy, heckling. Was it Greg Davis, the guy from... I don't know what he's from, actually. He's from The Inbetweeners, isn't he? Yes. We're heckling him, who was hosting the event. They were kind of being a bit abusive and stuff like that.
They were just... Every time somebody won an award, they were shouting out.
And so much so that Stuart Dinsey, I think his name is. I'm trying to remember. I know the guy. Had to, the next day, this is how I heard about it, issued an apology, you know, just saying, really sorry, totally inappropriate. The Granger Games will never have anything to do with this again. Like a real, you know, kind of bowing and scraping apology. I mean,
they had a lot of complaints because people pay for tables at the GMAs. Yeah, yeah. So, and Yeah, I think I heard a rumour that one of them got on the stage and bared their bum. But that was just a rumour that I heard.
That's one of the milder things. That's one of
Well, of course, yes.
Because I put it on the Facebook going, what the hell is this? And suddenly all these... And I looked at the Twitter feed for it, and it was people getting furious. Although my mate was there, who shall remain nameless, and I emailed him saying, you were there, what happened? He went... And he cited everything that had happened, and he went, it was brilliant.
Well, I think it probably would have been for anybody that didn't win an award or wasn't organising it. Everybody else would have just been looking and laughing.
Oh, but it depends, you know, how straight-laced you want your award ceremonies to be. It's I wasn't there, so I don't know how far they overstepped the mark.
Yeah.
But
I think people
there was a bit of, you know, why not have a bit of a party and a bit of a...
It's like your drunk northern uncle turning up at a wedding or something and trying to cop off with the bride. It was that kind of vibe. Yeah.
I think the people that go to GMAs every year are very, very protective over their awards, and I think that's...
Well, GMAs is a great awards, and it's not... Straight-laced is the wrong word, but it's they get a bit boozy and have fun, but it's not that kind of over-the-top nonsense that it sounds like...
No,
it evolved into
heckling.
Because it does
have
a reputation for being a bit of a Larry Knight anyway.
Yeah.
Larrier than the Golden Joysticks.
Yeah. Ooh. And it did seem to me that there was an element of people thinking our awards have been invaded by these other people who we don't really know.
Right, okay.
But
you're defending Granger Games here, which is great.
Not so much, because like I said, I wasn't there, so I can't really judge how far over the top they got. And I did hear a few allegations of some quite nasty things that might have happened. So, yeah, I wouldn't say particularly defend them, but you know, it's good to have a bit
Take
of a laugh.
Take that smirk off of your face, for God's sakes. Right, Grand Theft Auto 5, it's been announced. Mm. The trailer, when is it coming out? Do we have a date for
we
it?
We don't have a date.
No date?
No, probably next year, we would have thought.
We've seen the trailer, it's on the Facebook page. If you want to go and have a look at it, we'll post it up there again. And we just watched it just now. I feel like I've seen it all before.
Bigger, prettier,
brighter.
Probably
no gameplay in the footage.
No,
it's
doesn't seem so. Anyway.
Doesn't seem to be. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, the thing that concerned me a little bit was there were a lot of bits in the trailer of people doing stuff that looks nothing to do with the game.
Mm.
Like you see a group of four people climbing a mountain with backpacks on.
Yeah.
I really don't want there to be a let's climb a mountain mini game in GTA 5 or a let's go to the golf course mini game or anything like that, because that really annoyed me about GTA 4 when you had to go and play bowling. And
that was the thing, that you had to maintain friendships. Yes. I play video games, so I don't have to maintain friendships. And that's what they were forcing. You'd get a text from the drug dealer guy saying, hey man, do you want to come out and shoot some pool?
Yeah.
And if you didn't and you lost him as a friend, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Sakes, man.
He'd get the right ump, and then you wouldn't be able to do some of the missions because you'd lost him, and that became a grind after a while. So I hope they don't make that side of it quite so integral.
Mm.
But the general look of the game looks amazing. It looks a lot brighter and more colourful than GTA 4. It's Southern California, so it's going to be a lot more like the earlier games in the series in its feel, I think. Hopefully it goes back a bit towards Vice City, because that was the most fun I've had in a GTA game for a long time.
I think so.
There were guns, there were women, there were cars.
Yeah. That's what you want from GTA.
Well, exactly.
I still want them to bring it back to London and do, because there was the 2D or the top-down London one, wasn't there?
If you were to show the 2D one to like a 16-year-old kid now, they would just laugh in your face. But I used to love the 2D one. Running over the Krishnas.
Yeah.
It was excellent fun.
Yeah, it was amazing.
This is what they should do. They should have GTA 5, but also have GTA 5 2D.
2D, yeah.
Where it's like top-down version that you can...
Yes, you can switch between the two on the fly as you're playing. Yeah. That'd be quite...
That would be awesome.
Definitely.
Rockstar, you can have that. You can do that. The PS Vita has been given a UK launch, 22nd of February 2012.
Mm-hmm.
This looks very nice. We had a little go on it a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a couple of months ago now.
Mm.
It looks very sexy. Graphics fantastic. Very light, although they kept saying, we've taken a bit out of it to make it that light. It's going to be a bit heavier. Hello. But you get an email, isn't it?
Put that on mute.
You mute the email machine, or a computer, I think they're called. That's exciting. Do we have an idea of price?
I don't think they've given a definite price.
Not
on
a
this
UK
yet.
Price, no. No.
So it's...
It'll be the same as the
gonna
dollars.
It's going to be, exactly. Just put a pound sign on it. It's going to be expensive.
North of 200, isn't it, you would have thought. But yeah, but that's actually my birthday that it's coming out on. So I'm hoping that I'll get one as a present.
So Sony, if you're listening and you'd like to get in Nick's good books, then you can send us three PS Vitas. Be kind and nice. BioWare, I'm just going through this list that you've lovingly typed out. Mm. BioWare is going to announce a new title at the Spike VGA Awards on the 10th of December. Do we know anything about this?
There's been a really tiny little snippet on a teaser trailer for the whole awards. And it just shows a guy with a gun in what looks like a kind of post-apocalyptic or at least blown-up environment.
Okay, so that sounds like a great concept for a game. I've not heard that before.
So like quite revolutionary.
I wish somebody would do that.
Really. Yeah, so that snippet is about 2 seconds long, and that's literally all you can see. So who knows? Yeah, it could be anything, but it's a BioWare game, so it's going to be worth looking out for.
Yep. Alan Wake, you were well into Alan Wake, weren't you?
I was, yeah. It was really cool. It was a little bit underrated or missed by a lot of people, I think, when it came out.
Did you ever go on this Verity, Alan Wake?
I never got
it. Is this the one that was like a book? Or it was like a TV show?
Yeah, with chapters or episodes. Each level was set like a TV show. It took a lot of cues from the Twilight Zone and set up the whole game around that. So yeah, I did like the first Alan Wake. This new one, it's not a full retail release. It's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade.
Okay.
Apparently. But we don't know anything more about it yet, apart from a single screenshot that's been released. But yeah, 10th of December, Spike VGA Awards, that's getting an unveiling as well.
Okay. Maybe I should go back to While I'm Awake.
Definitely.
I think it's something I'd like.
Yeah.
I just missed it at the time.
I wasn't keen.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
But I was going through my I'm not very keen on any of these games phase. I think it was just a phase, like being rebellious 16-year-old.
Well, I think you should both go back to it. And then we shall reconvene.
That's our homework for this.
In
this
a month's
month.
Time, and we'll see what you both thought of it.
Okay. I suspect I've traded it in, but I will. I'll have a look.
Yes.
You mentioned this, the Black Eyed Peas Connect game.
Mm.
Is there really any point?
No.
This sounds ridiculous.
It's another dance game. I mean, as if there aren't.
They're not famous for their dancing, apart from the one where she's wiggling, gets down and wiggles a bum by a car. That's the only kind of her bumps, I believe. They
humps,
lovely humps, and they are indeed lovely humps. But do you really want like your mum recreating that in your living room?
Don't.
To be honest, this looks funny, and let me have a go, mum. Please,
there's no need for that at all.
Not at all.
No,
we haven't played it, so we can't say that whether it's rubbish or not. But
yes, we can. We can dismiss it outright without having any knowledge of it. Come on, we're games reviewers.
Yeah, it's dreadful.
Well, you know, Dance Central's good, and Dance Central 2 is good. They're good dance games, and I just hope that it's as good as those, and I hope they're not starting to just release rubbish dance games like they did with the Wii.
Is it going to be the thing that kind of happened with all the Rockstar and Guitar Hero
games?
Exactly
what we said.
They just milk it too much and water it all down, you know, to the point where there's no interest in it.
It seems that way. I mean, we've got enough dance games already for Kinect for the time being. We don't need any more for a good 6 months to a year. Mm. Thanks very much. Can we get some different Kinect stuff coming
That's what you're saying. It seems like they haven't quite... or devs haven't quite worked out how they want to use Kinect. We know that it works well for dance games, so let's just bring out another dance game.
Yeah.
This is what I thought was going to happen when they brought the Kinect out, that they weren't going to kind of progress, and there's not been much in the way of progression in the types of games they've been releasing.
No. Disneyland Adventures.
I don't...
No.
Have you played it?
No, not yet. Not yet. I'm going to.
You play it. You play it, and then maybe we'll do a little trade-off. What's this about Nintendo? They're fixing the Wii U so it will support 2 touchscreen controllers.
I think that's
apparently, yeah. This is a rumoured report.
I kind of assumed that would be the case anyway.
No, it's always only one. Mm. And I always used to think that it's not going to be that's good. So there's going to be some arguments with if there's kids and even if there's adults. So I think that is... I hope it's true.
It does depend what the touchscreen is really going to be used for, ultimately. Because the demos that they showed, I could see why you would only need one, because it was like that one with the pirates where you use it as a shield to deflect the barrels or whatever. I don't see why you would need 2 of them for a game like that.
You're just going to let your mate get hit by the barrels?
Well, yeah, I suppose you...
I guess your mate has to hide behind you.
Really?
That's what... Hide behind
so
you.
Use it, well, yeah, and he's behind you here.
Like you're on a boat.
So he's not really just playing, you're just...
He's just crouching. Yeah, that doesn't sound like much fun, actually. You be the croucher. I want to have a go. just get behind.
Yes, you know. Fair enough. Yeah, but yeah, apparently there's going to be two now. So
we'll see. I've still not, like, obviously not seen it over here, and I've not seen it in action properly. So I still can't quite get my head around it.
Yeah, it'd be good to see, to have a look at it.
Yeah,
there must be some kind of event going on at some point
when it comes over here, I guess.
It's all gone very quiet.
Right. Yeah.
Shown off at E3, and it's not really been an awful lot shown or said about it since.
Nintendo, I think, have had their fingers burnt with the 3DS thing, because that's you just don't hear that even mentioned anymore.
Give us some games,
yeah,
then we'll talk about it. Actually, there are some coming out this month.
Yeah, there are.
Okay.
There's the 3D Super Mario World coming out this month, and then next month there's the new Super Mario Kart. And those are both games that should have come out when it was launched.
Exactly. Yeah, Super Mario Kart, they were talking about it when it was launched.
Yeah, absolutely.
When was that, 6 months ago?
Yeah.
More than that.
Probably, So, yeah, it'd be great to have those games, and then maybe that will spark a bit of
interest. I think it's too late. I mean, the 3DS is a great little handheld console. It's fantastic, but surely it's too late now.
Yeah. Well, they're dropping the price. Yeah. They're dropping the price, and then the games start to come out. Then maybe not. Maybe
Did I read somewhere Nintendo are losing money now?
It does ring a bell.
I'm sure I read a headline that the last quarter or something they've lost a lot of money. I may be wrong. I don't know. We'll have a look into that for the next thing. Upcoming releases. There are loads of games coming out. Christmas is coming up, of course. So it's been quiet for the last couple of months, and now we've got stat loads coming out. Assassin's Creed Revelations. Do you know anything about this at all?
More Assassin's Creed. More Ezio. There's another one coming next year now, Ubisoft have just confirmed. So this is going to be an annual franchise from now on.
There's a very funny video on, did you see the video on Facebook, the Assassin's Creed in real time that someone posted? Oh, it's brilliant, man. So it shows a clip of Assassin's Creed, right, and the guy kind of walking through the town and he's tapping people on the shoulder in his white robes, and he's like doing rolls and stuff like that. Then a guy's done it for real, so it's this guy in the white robes in a market just walking around all mysterious and tapping people on the shoulders, and these people are like, what are you doing? And he's just like being all mysterious and tapping them and walking and like hiding in groups of tourists. Very funny. Again, it's on the Facebook page. I'll put it on the top. We'll put that back up there as well so you can have a look at that. It's hilarious. I think it was Jonathan that posted that. Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim. Again, there's a bonus little podcast of me talking to one of the artists, the lead artist from that. This looks awesome.
It does.
I've been told have to play it. I've never played an Elder Scrolls game. I'm told I have to play it or I'm kicked off the podcast.
Yes, that's more homework for Barry.
Wow, look at you. When did you become the captain of this ship? I'm glad someone is finally taking control of it.
I wanted to play it anyway, and he was like, well, good, because otherwise you're off the podcast. Oh.
We are recording this about 2 days before Skyrim comes
out. Yes,
yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I'd be at home playing.
It does look awesome. You will, if you're going to get it, you will have it by the time you're listening to this. So facebook.com/MSN Gamecast. Let us know what you think. 15th November, the Halo Combat Evolved anniversary.
Mm. I got that yesterday. I was hoping to play it for the podcast, but ran out of time.
This is the first Halo game.
Remastered.
And
yeah.
We were just talking about this because I never played the original Halo.
Wow.
Because I never had an Xbox, the original Xbox. It'll be a...
I remember being in a hotel room in Glasgow because we were filming Thumb Bandits, me and Alex. And she had it. She said, you'll come in a room and see what I've got. And she had an Xbox. And we'd never seen an Xbox before. And Halo was on it. And we were just there going, flipping heck, this is brilliant.
It was amazing.
And it was, you know, seeing that, it was a huge jump in what we'd seen in video games, and it was fantastic.
I had a bit of a gaming drought between PlayStation 1 and GameCube.
I love the GameCube.
Yeah, well, it did have some good games.
GameCube was a great little console. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, 18th November.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. So much so you raised your finger.
Raised my finger.
Wow. Like a Skyward Sword.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that. I played it at... God, it feels like a long time coming. I think I played that last year at E3. And it was in its very early, it must have been in fairly early stages then. But yeah.
Were you a Zelda fan back in the day?
Yes.
So you played all of those on the snares and everything?
Yeah, on the snares, definitely. Yeah, I loved it. I'm looking forward to that.
Star Wars Old Republic, 20th December. I don't know anything about any of these games, that's why I'm just saying them and being quiet and letting you two... talking
about. Old Republic is a MMO take on Star Wars.
Yep.
And as such, could potentially suck your
life
away.
For what? For the PC, Xbox?
PC.
Oh, man. Because I don't like Star Wars films, but I like some of the Star Wars games.
Mm. On Star Wars note, have you seen the Xbox 360 Star Wars Special console?
No.
I showed you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks really cool, actually.
It's for the Star Wars Kinect game, which at the minute we've found hasn't got a date at the minute.
Not got confirmed,
I know. But the package it comes with is amazing. The Xbox is done up like
R2-D2,
and the controller is like C-3PO. It's gold.
Right.
And it's got a little white Kinect. It's brilliant. Little pack. Oh, well, I thought... I'm not even a Star Wars fan, but I thought it was cool.
Was it the original Xbox? You could change... No, it wasn't the original. It was the 360 when it first came out. I don't know if you can still do it. You could change the face.
Yeah. Mm.
Did anyone bother to do that?
People still do. There's these kind of vault...
Yeah. I got a suggestion. Get a life. Get a life. Play the game. So who cares what it looks like? Play the games.
Yeah, you can get these whole case things.
That like glow and... For God's sakes. Like glow when you die or glow when you...
People who do that
happen.
Make me want to puke.
So,
there's a lot of these people listening to it. Could
your
do.
Xbox. Let us know on facebook.com/MSN.
Post pictures of your pimped up. I tell you what, okay, post pictures of your pimped up Xbox, right? And I will post a picture of my pimped up PS1.
You pimped up your PS1?
I've got a pimped up PS1.
What did you do?
Well, my friend Mackenzie Crook, who some people may know from The Office and Pirates of the Caribbean, he's a fantastic painter, and I was living with him at the time. And he said, your PlayStation, the old grey one, looks a bit dull, can I do something to it? I was like, yeah, sure, right, whatever. And he's painted this fantastic night scene on the...
Awesome.
It looks wicked, but I showed it to one person who interviewed me for a video game website, and he went, oh, that looks rubbish, who did that? And I went, oh, no one. But it looks wicked. I'll put it on the Facebook
page. I had no idea Mackenzie Crook was a...
It's very good. He's just written a children's book where he's done all the
really?
Pictures. Yes. There we go. Need for Speed The Run. The advert looks exciting. The advert looks well exciting.
I haven't seen the advert.
Oh, the advert's well exciting. You've got to basically drive across America.
Yeah.
To, you know, could you like being challenged to a race or something across? That looks wonderful.
It should be really good, I think.
Yeah.
I get the feeling this game is kind of going under the radar.
It has, compared
bit.
To how Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
That was everywhere, and that was a big deal. Yeah. When I was at E3, and everybody was talking about it, and this one seems to just snuck up on. Really?
Yeah, definitely. It's if you look at the pre-order charts, it's quite a long way down. But I think it looks like really good fun.
Mm. Mario Kart 3DS on the 2nd of December and Super Mario 3D Land on the 18th of November.
Mm.
We mentioned those. Now, we have got this snazzy Facebook page, facebook.com/MSN Gamecast. When we get to 400 likers, I have said this, and we have to now by the laws of the internet, a picture of the three of us has to go up. Come on, Verity. What could be so wrong about having a picture of an attractive lady on a website used mainly by teenage boys? why would you not want to be part of that?
I can't believe you didn't like the picture of you with your hands up.
I like that one. I don't know what you were doing, but it was... But your
Joshua Jackson from Fringe. Have you seen Fringe?
No, I haven't.
Man, watch Fringe. It's the best science fiction program ever.
Really?
Is this like the new Lost?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm on season 4, man, and it's just... Oh, it's the best thing. My wife kind of got a bit behind, and I had to go, sorry, I'm off. I can't. I'll see
I'm
you
not
later.
Waiting for you.
Not waiting for you. So yeah. I'm having a great time with it. Anyway.
All right.
The lead actor, Joshua Jackson, looks like
that's whose picture we have.
That's the picture. That's the guy you've got on the top there. Yeah.
Excellent.
I even bought a coat, not this coat I'm wearing now, but what I believe is called a pea coat, because it's like the coat he wears in Fringe.
No.
And then I go around and I pretend I'm solving science fiction mysteries.
is that the basis of the program? He's a sci-fi investigator.
He works for the FBI and they solve science fiction mysteries.
Oh, so a new X-Files.
It's kind of like the X-Files, but then it turns out there's an alternative universe as well.
Ah.
Where things happen.
I didn't know it was in series 4 already.
Series 4.
Or season 4, season.
I've given in. I didn't used to say season, but I've given in, and it's just easier, isn't it?
Yeah, you've turned to the dark side.
I've turned to the dark side. Anyway, Facebook page, if you want to go there and like us, we get 400 likers, then a picture of Verity and Nick will go up. And it's kind of turning into a nice little place to go and have a chitty chat, and we all post on there when we can. People are chatting to each other, and there's a little community building up, which is quite nice. Daniel Rayner, who's posted on there loads, thank you Daniel, has asked, how could arcades become good again? I don't think they can in this country.
Go to Japan and just look at the mental games that they have in their arcades. That's how.
But the Japanese do it as well, because we spent I think several nights, Nick, in Tokyo playing Mario Kart in there, and that weird tech warrior thing that we couldn't understand.
Gundam
machines. We thought we were fighting against each other, but I don't think we actually were.
I don't know what we were.
But you go to the arcades in Japan, and they're full, and they're full of kids, they're full of adults, they're full of women, they're full of girls. Everyone goes there and has like a night out, and it'll be part of their evening. They'll go for a drink, they'll go for some food, they'll go and play the arcade, they'll go and see a film. And it's all part of the evening.
And they're open really late, aren't they?
Yeah. And they're awesome, and everyone's really friendly, and there's a nice vibe going on. You go to an arcade in London in particular, it's just like some seedy drug den full of dirty old men.
Yeah. The trouble is they filled them all up with fruit machines.
Gamblers.
And the fruit machines have gradually pushed out the actual arcade games.
Yeah. And you go to an arcade game at the seaside, and they're a bit old-fashioned and a bit...
Yep.
Rubbish and quite expensive.
Time Crisis 1 or something.
Yeah. A little bit. So, Daniel's posted, English arcades feel like an old people's home for electronic games.
I played so many arcade games in Japan. Some of them are just absolutely crazy. I think I might have spoken about one before where you have to tip the table up. You actually have a table and the chef is piling food up and you've got somebody ranting at you. You have to pick just the right time to lift the table up and... throw all the food at them. It's brilliant.
There must be somewhere in this country that specialises in importing
Japanese they should.
Arcade games.
Should we just?
If no one does it already, they should.
We should do it.
It costs a fortune. This is the thing. They do. Awesome, but they cost so much money. If there is somewhere, again, let us know. Go to the Facebook page and tell us, because that would be fantastic.
Yeah, because you need those kind of games in an arcade. Stuff that you can't play at home.
Exactly.
Well, that's what arcades used to be. It used to be stuff that was like years ahead of the home consoles. And then kind of around the time of PlayStation 2 in particular, but PlayStation as well, the home games started getting better than the arcade games and kind of left them behind. And now why are you going to go and spend £1.50 on 5 minutes of, you know, playing Time Crisis or something, or whatever it is? What else have we got on the Facebook page? Nick, you've highlighted some bits and pieces, I believe.
A moral question for gamers?
Oh, yeah, go on.
If you and three other friends were huddled around a small 21-inch, if you were rich, CRT TV playing Mario Kart 64, is it morally okay to do the Rainbow Road cheat?
No, I'd never heard of this cheat. I don't really know cheats.
Me neither.
To be honest, but I do think if you've got a bunch of mates playing, I do enjoy annoying them by... I know a couple of cheats. By doing a cheat, we're not going to do the cheat this time, but then you do the cheat, so then they're either forced to or you win. That's quite good fun. This isn't really a cheat. One of my favourite things playing Rainbow Six, there's a new Rainbow Six coming out, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes,
cool.
Rainbow Six has been announced. Playing Rainbow Six with my mates, so it would be like two teams, and my mates would be on one team, and we turn friendly fire on. We go, right, okay, we're going to go over there and get them. You lead the way. Then my mates and I'd be behind, and I just shoot them in the back of the head. And that, it sounds childish, and it is childish, and it's actually very, very annoying. But then they respawn, and they go, right, don't do that again. I'm really sorry, I was just joking. And just do it for the whole game, until you're just basically all just shooting each other. Yeah. And the other team kind of just stood in there, going, watching you, what are you doing? Are you like, so that's kind of, I like winding people up when I'm playing video games.
There's also a question about whether you were a hoarder of the controller, a sharer, or a watcher.
There is kind of a whole the world around this. I was always a sharer. Mm. I have to be player number one. If I'm at home, I have to be player number one.
With the official controller.
Yeah. And if I'm around someone else's house and they don't really know their way around the game and you're thinking, just give me that and I'll start the blooming game. But I do share controls. But there was another funny line in there as well about the unofficial
controller.
Yeah, you give that to your least favourite.
And the funny thing was, I went to the Golden Joysticks. I think it was the Golden Joysticks, and the comedian there made a joke about how, you know, when you used to go over to your mates, you always ended up with the unofficial controller. Never forget to take your controller around to your mates, otherwise you'd end up with the rubbish one with loads
of extra buttons,
all these extra buttons,
turbo fire,
and you're like, what the hell do all these buttons do? Just getting in the way. But when I was younger, I used to like to watch my stepdad play. He used to play games like on the Master System and stuff like that, because I used to play Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
Yeah,
but not
good game, Alex.
God, so good, and I have since completed it. But when I was like seven, I couldn't get very far, not as far as him. And I used to like watching him play because I used to be like, "Oh, you're so good."
But there were some kids though that wouldn't let you play. You'd go round, and like maybe in an hour they'd let you have one game because you nagged them so much, and then you had to kind of sit there and watch. But in the 80s, we were sort of happy, you know, taking the mic a bit, but sort of happy to sit there and watch someone playing.
Yeah.
You know.
I used to watch my friend when I was about 10 or 11 when Resident Evil came out. I used to watch my friend play. Well, we used to take it in turns. Every time he died, you swapped controllers because we only had one. But in the end, I just used to let her play because I used to get so scared. We used to play in the dark as well. We didn't help ourselves, to be honest.
Okay, last one. This is from Brenna Smith. What game really got you into gaming? I remember playing Alex Kidd on Master System, but it was Soul Reaver, Legacy of Kain, that got me hooked. The first game I really remember playing and obsessing about was Popeye. It was an arcade game. I remember playing it in Spain in this really weird, dodgy place. I don't know what it was. But Popeye, and you have to go around and collect all the hearts and then eat the spinach and beat up Bluto. And I remember thinking, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And that was when I kind of knew that I was going to be talking about video games 30 years later. That was 30 years ago.
Jeez. One was Scuba Dive on the ZX Spectrum.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it was quite random. You just start on the boat and then you just go diving after treasure. And there'd be sharks and things swimming past, but it was almost like an open world game in my memory anyway. And the levels were huge and you could go exploring all these caverns and everything like that, but you had to be careful about your air supply running out and balance all of those sort of things. It was brilliant. I used to spend hours playing Scuba Dive. Really good.
I can remember my first games. So my first games were on I think it was the Amstrad, and there was a Bruce Lee game.
Bruce Lee was great with the ninjas and the green yammer.
So that was one of my first games, Paperboy, and it was some sort of triathlon. No, not triathlon.
What's Daley Thompson's decathlon?
Decathlon.
Yeah,
I think played that. That was when I was really young. Then obviously there was the kind of Alex Kidd in Miracle World and Sonic. The game that really got me into games and probably why I was going about point and clicks was Maniac Mansion, which was Day of the Tentacle's predecessor. And I actually had it on the NES. It was a PC game, but I actually got it on the NES. My stepdad came home with it from some shop, and it was half price. He was like, "Here, have this."
Wow.
And then that was it.
That's actually quite spooky, Maniac Mansion.
Yes, really spooky. There was the crazy guy with a hamster. I've forgotten his name. His mum, Edna. God, she was scary. And if you went into the kitchen at the wrong time, quite right at the beginning of the game, she would kill you.
Wow.
So you had to learn when not to go into the kitchen.
Wowzers.
And when
kids.
Tennis, yeah.
There's your lot.
Good advice for life.
Yeah.
Very good advice. Listen, if you want to take part, the easy way to do it is go to facebook.com/MSN Gamecast. You can get the podcasts on ianlee.com. You can get them on iTunes. I suggest you go there and you subscribe to them. Leave us good reviews as well. That always helps. You can also get them. What's the MSN page they need to go to if you want to go via
MSN? Go to MSN Games, which is games.uk.msn.com.
And that's all been done up and is all kind of fancy now.
Oh, it's lovely, yeah.
Well worth going to have a look. There's loads of stuff going on there. So until next time, send us your thoughts and your comments and we'll see you later on. Ta-ta.
Bye for now. Bye.
Gamecast from MSN.